Cape Talk.
WhatsApp Pippa now on 072 567 1567.
Very quickly, I want to share with you the good news that the Encounters South African International Documentary Film Festival had success with their appeal for public funding. You might recall a few weeks ago we told you how their main funder had pulled out of the event and how they were desperately seeking money from any channel available to keep the festival on its feet. On the line with me is Mandisa Zita, who's a former director and current board member of the Encounters Festival. Mandisa, absolutely delighted to see this morning that the money did come rolling in, and I'd like to give you an opportunity to acknowledge the people who did make contributions. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa. How are you?
Well, thanks. And you? You must be very relieved.
We're very relieved at the outcome of our public campaign after we lost our primary funder on the eve of our 20th edition. On the opening night.
Yeah. Now, when we spoke at the start of the festival to one of your colleagues, Mandisa, they said that you needed to raise 700,000 rand within the fortnight to be able to even finish the event this year. I know that smaller public donations played a role, people supporting the crowdfunding campaign, but there were several organizations who stepped forward and made really substantial corporate donations. Won't you tell us who they are?
Sure, Pippa. So we did need about 700,000 because the National Film and Video Foundation was such a key primary funder. So the loss was pretty much about 80% of our funding. So we had this huge deficit at the beginning of the festival that we were facing, and we were devastated because we didn't know if we could finish this 20th edition and if the festival would continue in the future. So we made this public appeal, and the media came on board in getting the message out there to the public. And it resulted in some few organizations and individuals coming forward. Most notably, the Bertha Foundation, who are an existing funder of the organization, of the festival, came forward with a substantial amount to cover our deficit. So that's the Bertha Foundation. Open Society Foundation also made a substantial contribution along with SPEAR. We've had a few other donations from individuals. One of our former guests from the USA, whose film we had shown, David Franz and Joy Thompson of Public Square Films in the States, came forward and made a substantial donation as well, having heard of our appeal, because we sent it out to our whole database.
Mm-hmm.
So they came forward with some funding, and we're very proud that our partner, the Documentary Filmmakers Association, also came in to give us a donation. But most notably, people, I'd like to really, really acknowledge the individuals that contributed to our crowdfunding campaign, most of whom are former guests of the festival, so meaning filmmakers,
mm-hmm,
and audience members who've attended the festival made individual donations to the crowdfunding to show that support.
That's
so
fantastic.
All in all, that came up to quite a substantial amount to put us through this edition.
That's fantastic news. Mandisa, it got you through this year's edition. We would all desperately like to see you back to celebrate your 21st birthday next year. What's the situation of funding going forward?
So we really, we're not sure. We still feel there is a crisis for the future editions. We still need to secure substantial funding for the future and just ensure our sustainability as an art event that happens annually in two cities. So we have to really get back to the drawing board and assess how we can secure more sustainable funding going forward, because we were in a crisis and this was a public response, but we need to find something more concrete to keep this wonderful event sustainable.
Mandisa Zita, former director and current board member of the Encounters South African International Documentary Film Festival. Cape Talk would love to be part of that conversation going forward, Mandisa, because we are very proud of our support and relationship with Encounters, and let's hope we can be celebrating it on a much more solid footing next year in 2019.